So good that Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Tosis de Rimaschil, Ima Chagiga, Bali Chaim. The Gemara had quoted one version of Rabbi Yochanan's drasha to teach us what the qualifications for schach are, namely that they have to be gidulei karka and they cannot be mekabel tuma. So Rabbi Yochanan's proposal, as quoted by Rav Dimi, is that he learns it from a hekesh to chagiga, based on the pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Tasalcha Shivas Yomim. Ma chagiga, just as the animal that's brought for the karma chagiga is not mekabel tuma, and it's gidulei karka, as we spoke about in the last tosis on the bottom of from the base, that it grows from the ground, it's nourished from the ground, in that sense it grows. So too, vegetation that grows from the ground and is not made into a kli is what is kosher v'schach. So the Gemara had challenged that by asking that if you're already making a hekish to chagiga, then you should require animals, ima chagiga, bali chayim, afsuka nami bali chayim, that you should require animals or even live animals to be the schach. And of course that's not true, as evidenced by the Mishnah, that animals are not kosher. Only plant life is kosher. So that destroys that drasha. And then the Gemara quotes a different version of Rabbi Yochanan's drasha in the name of Ravin, more famously, Ba'asbacha Migarncha Mikvecha, which will be the topic of next Tosis. So Tosis just has an observation that this kasha that the Gemara asked, that if you're learning out of Hekish from Chagiga to Sukkah concerning the qualifications of what the Schach has to be like, that should lead to the absurd assumption that the schach has to be an animal, which we know is not true. So that kasha, which destroyed the hekish, was not asked. And a similar Gemara, where they also relevant to ask such a kasha to destroy the hekish, that chagiga is an animal, and maybe that should be required for schach, which we know is not true, so that destroys the hekish. What Tosis doesn't do is provide for us why that kasha is not relevant there. So the Echronim have different formulations, the Pnei Yeshua and the Aruch Laner, and I'm sure others discuss it. I'd like to just give over the simple understanding that I saw in the Sefer called Sharia Tosis, beautiful Sefer, that elucidates Tosis. Not so popular anymore. Many, many volumes are published in the past. So he explains as follows. As Tosis already noted earlier, that there are two different psukim that the Gemara uses, one for the Hekish over here, and one for the Hekish on the Tessam and Aleph, to elaborate a bit. The Hekish over here is trying to explore what the qualifications are of the Schach. What substances do they have to be made of? And what are the qualities that those substances have to have? And that Hekish we are learning from the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh of Chag HaSukkos Ta'aselcho Shivas Yomim. So the Shari Tosis points out very beautifully that the content of what we're using the Hekish for is implicit in the Pasuk, because it says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aselcho. It's the making of the Sukkah, which primarily focuses on the Schach, that is the subject of the Pasuk. So with respect to that, at least Rabbi Yochanan in the first approach given by Rav Dimi was trying to utilize that Pasuk from Chagiga to teach you the qualities of the Schach. So there, it's directly relevant to challenge that assertion by saying, if you're already comparing from Chagiga, then the Schach should have to be an animal, because that's exactly what we're trying to utilize that Hekish for, the qualities of the Schach. In contrast to that, on the Testament Aleph, the Hekish was being utilized to teach you a certain halacha within the usage of the schach, or according to many Rishonim, the usage of the walls as well, that they're asur b'hanah, just like chagiga. Not trying to teach us what the schach is, but a certain halacha associated with the schach, once you already know what the schach is. And that's derived from the Pasuk in Parshas Emor of Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim Lashem. Once again, the Shari Tosis points out very significantly that there makes sense because the drasha was Machagiga Lashem Afsuka Lashem, meaning that just as a chagiga has to be wholly dedicated to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's also b'hanah for any other purpose other than that. So to sukkah has to be totally dedicated to the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu in terms of the mitzvah orientation of the sukkah, and it can't be used for firewood and the like, because that's the verse. Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim Lashem. That pasuk is not talking about the criteria of how you make the schach. It doesn't say Chag HaSukkos Ta'aselcho, as the verse here on Yud Aleph and Beis, Yud Beis and Aleph mentions. There it talks about just Chag HaSukkos Lashem, that festival on which you have a sukkah, so it is Lashem, and therefore it's Asur B'hanah. So there, to turn around and start asking, well, if we're already making a hekish from Chagiga to Sukkah, then we should require that the animals be the schach. That's not the topic of the hekish. The topic of the hekish was the isra hana'ah, some outside halacha that is relevant to the schach, not the qualities of the schach. So to turn around and ask concerning the qualities of the schach, that the schach should have to be from animals, would be wholly irrelevant. So that seems to be the simplest chat and what Tais is driving at here, that leshayach like shuyachi, because the content of what the Hekish is trying to convey is much different between the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph and the Gemara on Tesamud Beis. Tais is dear maschil b'saylas garen v'yekev akasim edaber. The Gemara quoted the winning drasha of Rabbi Yochanan, this time quoted by Ravin, that the qualifications of schach are derived from the pasuk ba'asbecha migarncha mikvecha, that by referring to Chag HaSukkos as taking place during the time of Ba'aspecha Migarncha Mikvecha, when you gather from your granary and from your presses, the olives and the grapes pressed in the Yekev, so you're taking the leftovers from that, the chaff of the wheat, the goren, the other grains, as well as the branches from the vines and the olive trees. That's the Devar Maschil of Tosis, with Soilas Garen Viekev Akosim Adabe. So Tosis contrasts this with the Gemara on Daf Yud Alef Mabez, where Resh Lakish, in contrast to Rabbi Yochanan, derived the qualifications for Schach from the Ananin, that those also, so to speak, grow from the ground, because they rise from the ground through the evaporation, through mist, and they're also not Mekabel Tuma. Rabbi Yochanan is deriving it from Soilas Garen Viekev. But the purpose of the Tosis is to contrast the positions of Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish and to explore exactly why they disagree with each other. The Tosis begins, Rabbi Yochanan lo yalef me'anani akavit. Rabbi Yochanan does not learn it out from the clouds of glory the way Resh Lakish did, but rather something that relates more to Sukkos Mamish, of down-to-earth Sukkos, of Psalas Goren V'yekev, dealing with earthly kind of materials. So now Tosis quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi that discusses exactly the root of the debate as to why Rabbi Yochanan couldn't learn from the Ananiya covenant. Meforesh Yerushalmi, Dein Kedate V'Dein Kedate. Each one is following his own opinion concerning the nature of clouds. One opinion holds that the nature of clouds is such that it can serve as a paradigm for the Schach of Sukkah. And the other holds that the nature of clouds is such that it cannot serve as a paradigm for the Sukkah. So how does that spell itself out? Second line of Tosis, the end of the line. Rabbi Yochanan amar ananim lemayla hoyu, that the clouds were from above. Kolomar min hashamayim hein boyim, that they come from the sky. Vein zagidulim min haaretz diktani b'masnisin, and therefore that is not considered growing from the ground that we require for schach in the Mishnah. Resh Lakish, by contrast, Resh Lakish amar lemata hoyu, the clouds were from below, meaning that they sprout from below. As the Gemara here on Yeralav Mabez quotes, Ve'ed Yalam and Aretz, that a mist comes up from the ground and then form the clouds. The Yerushalmi continues to give an analogy. Rabbi Yochanan medami lehu ka'odam ha'meshalech lachaveiro chavis ve'kankanim. Rabbi Yochanan compares the gift of the clouds and the rain that they bring like a person that is sending his friend a gift of a barrel. And together with the barrel of wine, he also sends along the pitchers that you serve the wine from. So too the clouds, with the rain inside of it, is a package deal that's been given as a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the inhabitants of the world. By contrast, Resh Lakish medami lei kemanda amal lechavre, he compares it to someone who tells his friend, Shlach kupascha v'sav lachitin. Send your receptacle, your box, or your storage container, and take for yourself wheat. Tosis in a moment is going to quote from the Bereishis Rabbah that has something very similar in presenting the debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish as to the origin of clouds. In the version of the Medrash that we have, that Tosis quotes, so Resh Lakish compares it to a loan. So someone who is lending his friend wheat, so doesn't provide a package deal of putting the wheat in a container already and then sending it to him. He tells the friend to bring the container and then he could put the wheat in, which he's going to have to pay back at a later date. Unlike Rabbi Yochanan, who's saying that there's a package deal when someone's giving a gift, so he's very nice about it, he gives the container also. So the Nimshal, which will be more explained in the Bereishis Rabbah, is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem provides the water, which is like the barrel of wine, and the serving devices, which is the clouds. And in Rish Lakish's model, the earth has to provide the clouds. That's the one, so to speak, who's borrowing the crops. And then Hashem puts the rain inside. So just wrapping up before we get to the Medrash that Tosis is going to quote by parallel. So Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the Anani HaKavod, like all clouds, came from the sky, so that cannot serve as a source for Schach, because Schach has to grow from the ground. Rish Lakish, who says that the Anani HaKavod were from the ground, like all clouds, so that can serve as a source for Schach, which have to be Gidula Menorets, which grow from the ground. I took the liberty of translating the Rishalmi to Taisa's quotes, where it uses the phrases Lamala Hoyu and Lamata Hoyu, as referring to the past tense of the Anani HaKavod, and the same would be true for other clouds too. I looked in the Mefarshim on the Rishalmi, and they seem to translate Hoyu not really in the past tense, but more in the present tense, in which case it probably should say Havu. That is not necessarily referring to the Anani HaKavod, but it's referring to clouds in general, of which the Anani HaKavod were a subset. So now Tos quotes a parallel medrash in Breishis Rabbah. V'ochinam Yisav Breishis Rabbah, Parsha Yud Gimel. Happens to be paragraph Yud Aleph in the printings that we have. I checked it up. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Ein Ananim El Lamala. There Rabbi Yechanan is not dealing with specifically Anani HaKavod. He's dealing with all clouds. All clouds are from above. Shenemar V'aroim Anani Shmaya. He quotes a proof text to that. A famous verse in Daniel when he has a vision of the Melech HaMashiach. So Va'aru encounters like Ere'eh, Imanane Shmaya, with the clouds of heaven that the Mashiach is riding in. Very famously, the Gemara in Sanhedrin points out that that will be the Messianic unfolding if Achishena, if we're Zoche, if we merit, and it's rushed, so then the Mashiach will ride in from the clouds, which the Orach Chaim and others explain refers to some kind of miraculous process of revelation. Rish Lakish, by contrast, disagrees. Rish Lakish Amar Ein Ananim Elam Amata. Clouds come from the ground. Shenemar, Mala Nesiim Mikzeh Oretz, that Hashem elevates Nesiim. There Nesiim does not mean princes, it means clouds from the edges of the earth that come from the ground. So then the Medrash elaborates as to what each approach symbolizes. Al Date de Rabbi Yochanan Le'echad Shekibed Eschavero. It's a mashal to someone who honored his friend B'chavish Shel Yain with a barrel of wine, as we saw in the Yerushalmi, V'kankanim, as well as jugs and pitchers to serve the wine. Again, the clouds being the ones that serve the water, which is parallel to the wine. Adati de Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, Le'echad Sha'amar L'chaveroi Tainli Sa'achitin, parallel to someone who asks his friend, give me a certain measurement of wheat. Again, according to our version of the Medrash, it has Halveini, should lend to me a certain measure of wheat. Amarlo, so the Ba'al Achitin, the one who has all the wheat, says Haveli Kupascha, so bring me your container. Ubo Medod, and then go measure it in. So now the Medrash ends the presentation with the Nimshal of Rish Lakish. Kacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Aretz, so to speak, Hashem is telling the land, I see Anani, go bring clouds, V'kabel Mitra, and then go receive the rain. So again, for our purposes, the Rishalmi is explaining why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn out anything from clouds, because the clouds come from above, so that cannot serve as the source for vegetation that has to grow from the ground. And Rish Lakish is okay with learning from clouds because he holds the clouds grow from the ground. Again, our sugya quotes other psukim, but the same idea of Eid Yala Minoritz. The Orach Laner has an interesting comment and tries to answer the kasha that he raises. Why does Tosfos quote the Rishalmi when the Bavli seems to imply that there's a simple reason why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't follow Rish Lakish? That revolves around the debate of whether the desert sukkos, the sukkos of the Midbar that we are commemorating by sitting in a sukkah, as the Pasuk says, Kiva sukkos of Shavtis Bnei Yisrael, is that referring to Anani HaKavod, which is the position of Rabbi Yezer, or is that referring to sukkos Mamish, which is the position of Rabbi Akiva? And Rish Lakish's drasha was going to the approach that it's Anani HaKavod. And Rabbi Yochanan's approach, and all those sub-approaches within Rabbi Yochanan, and later from Achista, are going with the approach of Rabbi Akiva, that it's Sukkos Mamish. Isn't that the basis for the debate? What Yerushalmi demonstrates to us is that even if the Sukkos in the Midbar were Anani HaKavod, so there's still a reason why Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't want to derive the criteria of Schach from them. But why do you need to quote the Yerushalmi if the Bavli gives a different reason, seemingly? So, Orach Haner has an answer to that kasha, which we're not going to go into now. Just in closing this Taisvis, to comment on this somewhat unusual, certainly from a scientific perspective, Machlekes, Yenab Yerchon Rish Lakish, so it's well known, according to current science, that Clouds are, in a certain sense, both from the ground and from the sky. The ground, of course, provides the evaporation that ultimately is formed in the sky, which then comes back down in the manifestation of rain. So what exactly is the point of debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Is it about the science that Rabbi Yochanan held that somehow water is poured into the clouds up above, and Reish Lakish holds of water evaporation? Similar debate between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Well, you have Rabbi Eliezer saying that the clouds are formed from the okeanos, from the ocean. Again, Lefi Pshuto, seemingly a reference to evaporation. And Rabbi Yeshua is saying, no, it's as if like Hashem creates a receptacle and then pours in water from above. That, from a scientific perspective, is, of course, something that we are not familiar with. So many of the Mefarshim explain, especially in light of the fact that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish use different analogies in light of the Girsa we quoted earlier. Rabbi Yochanan is viewing the clouds as a gift, a heavenly gift. And Reish Lakish is viewing it as a loam. And the question that they're debating is that the Pharisees and others point out that, especially after the Chet of Adam and Chava, when mankind in a certain sense demonstrated that they don't really deserve the divine bounty. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, but rain always remains a total gift that Hashem gives to mankind, even if they're undeserving. A package deal, the barrel with the pitchers, the cloud with the water, all from above. And Reish Lakish maintains that it's a loan, has strings attached, that it depends on man's behavior. Could be withheld based on sin, both on a Klal Yisrael level and also on a global level. So there's a much deeper meaning. They're not really arguing about the science of it. From the scientific perspective, so both elements are to some extent there, where the clouds are formed in the sky, but they are formed from water vapor that comes from the ground. But they're arguing about what is the root cause of that natural phenomenon, that combination of sky and earth, which is primary. Is it a gift from heaven, or is it a loan where the inhabitants have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be able to receive that? But regardless of the deeper meaning, but the bottom line is that since it's presented that way, according to Reish Lakish, that it grows in the ground, and for Rabbi Yochanan it grows in the sky, so only according to Reish Lakish can clouds serve as a model for the criteria for kosher tzchach, and according to Rabbi Yochanan it cannot. Toisti v'maschalam Rabbi Zeira ha-milsa hava v'chulei, v'asa Rabbi Yirmiyah shada be'narga. The context of the Gemara is that we had Ravin quoting Rabbi Yochanan that we derived the criteria of schach from ba'aspecha migarncha mikvecha, which we take to mean psolas garn v'yekev, that you're using the leftovers of the asif when you gathered it in from the fields. So the Gemara had asked that maybe instead of using the psolas garn v'yekev, the leftovers from the wine press and from the granary, meaning the straw, left over from threshing the wheat off, so, and the leftovers from the pressing of the wine, which would be the sticks that are left over, maybe you should use the goren itself, or the yekev itself, which Rashi explains to mean the unprocessed material, before the wheat is threshed, and before the wine is pressed. So you should use the package deal together, the stalks, or the kashim, together with the shibolim, together with the wheat, and the vines, together with the grapes. Now, of course, we know that that's chach posel, because basically that's food, and the sticks would be secondary to the food, the yados in the language of halacha. It's like handles, and that is posel. So how do you know you dafka have to use the sticks and not the fruit itself attached to the sticks? So to that, Rabbi Zeira answered that if you're already going to say to use the yekev itself, so yekev actually refers to the pit that the wine goes into. So yekev would mean the wine, not the combination of the grapes with the vines, but the wine. And wine being a liquid, clearly is just not going to work for schach, it's not going to stay. So that's how we know that the only possibility of reading Goren and yekev is the leftovers from the Goren and the leftovers from the yekev. And that would refer to the leftover sticks. So now Rabbi Yirmiyah attacked and said, well, maybe we should use a congealed wine. And that is able to be used theoretically as a salad to be used as schach. Nonetheless, we know, of course, it's possible because makabel tomez as a food. So Rabbi Zeira then commented, and that's the Dir Maskel of Taisvis, that ha milsa hava biyadon vas Rabbi Yirmiyah v'shada b'naga. We finally figured out the correct drasha for how we know the criteria for kosher schach. And that drush abas probigarn chamikavecha refers to the psoles, the stick parts of it, because you can't use the fruit part of it, because that would be a liquid of the ekev. And Reb Yirmiyah pointed out that no, sometimes it's solid. So Reb Zeira seemingly is moving away from that drusha. That's what Tosa's topic is, that here Reb Zeira seems to reject the drusha, and elsewhere he seems to accept the drusha. So that seems to be a contradiction. Tosa begins, Mashma the Rabbi Zeira lamukile lakrab psoles goren, that because of Reb Yirmiyah's kasha, which he ruefully pronounced that we thought we had figured it out, and Reb Yirmiyah threw a monkey wrench into it, so to speak, that he doesn't accept the drasha psoles goren v'yekev, and he's going to have to learn out the criteria sukkah from the other pasuk. The tame of it, that's difficult. If a kama the Rosh Hashanah darish chag ha'asif, sukkah is referred to in that pasuk as the festival of gathering, literally. My asif, nonetheless, the Gemara gives a different twist to that meaning of that word asif. Katsir, that refers not to gathering the crops that were drying in the field, but rather the katsir, the harvest. What motivates the Gemara to translate Asif Shelo Kipshuto, not in accordance with the simple meaning, is because there's a degree of redundancy in the pasuk, where it says, Chaga Asif, Be'aspecha migarncha miyikvecha. So it says Asif basically twice. That's why the Gemara assumes, at least at first, that the first Asif of Chaga Asif doesn't refer to gathering the crops that were drying, but rather actual harvest. Context of the Gemara is dealing with the rules of Meiser, of how big the crop has to be, namely a third, in order to be considered part of a certain year, whether it's a Meiser Sheni year, a Meiser Ani year, or a Shemitah year, or a non-Shemitah year. So that was the context of that Gemara without getting involved in all the details. So now back to Tosis's excerpt from that Gemara, four lines down. Look, the Gemara asked, Uparach Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina attacks that drasha of how could Asif mean katsir? Mi matzis amrit my Asif katsir. Can you really say that? That Asif means katsir. Vaksiv mi garncha mi kvecha. It says, ba'aspecha mi garncha mi kvecha. And from that phrase, Rabbi Yochanan Darshins, quoting our Gemara, b'fsoles goren v'yekev, akasim medaver, that is referring to the leftovers of the goren and the yekev, which are used for schach, which can be used for schach, and things like them can be used for schach. So it sounds like that the Gemara is accepting that drasha. And the same Reb Zeira is quoted there as saying, Tos is now going to quote, Amar Reb Zeira, Ha mil sahava biyadan vasa Rabbi Chanina v'shade beinarga. Similar kind of expression, meaning that the drasha of Chaga Osif to mean Kotzir, that it's referring to the harvest, which is relevant for the laws of Trumas and Maestris, so what's called the Onus and Maestris, as to which year the crop belongs to, as you mentioned earlier. That Rabbi Chanina attacked that drasha of Osif meaning Kotzir, because the drasha that's relevant to Schach, well, Psoles Goren V'yekev, is only relevant to Osif. We are actually gathering it into the house, and then we could talk about using the leftovers for Schach. So how could you say that Chag HaOsif is referring to Katsir, but Chag HaOsif, Sukkis, is known as the Chag, that as Rashi points out there, that Osif, that you're using the stuff that you gathered from the field, namely the leftovers of Garn and Yekev. So Reb Zeira again ruefully comments that Rabbi Chanina destroyed the drasha. But how did he destroy the drasha? By reminding us of the drasha of Solas Garn V'Yekev, which is used for Schach. So that implies that Reb Zeira agrees to the drasha, as Tosas point out. Alma, this implies my Reb Zeira, the Reb Solas Garn V'Yekev, Akasa Medaber. It's almost like the mirror image. Here the Gemara started with the drasha of Solas Garn V'Yekev. Then we had a kasher of Yirmiyah about the congealed wine. Then Reb Zeira seemingly gives up and says, we can't learn it from there. There you have a different starting point, that Chag HaOsif was interpreted to mean Kotzir. And Reb Chanina attacks by saying from the drasha of Sukkis, of Schach, of Psoles Goren V'Yekev. And Reb Zeira says, that's a very good point. So the drasha of Chag HaOsif meaning Kotzir is difficult. So it sounds like Reb Zeira does accept the drasha of Psoles Goren V'Yekev, exactly the opposite of Agamar. So here's Tosa's answer, Yesh Lomar. The Hachanami Modabo Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira agrees the drush is correct. He's just pointing out they didn't know how to answer the Kasha Rabbi Yirmiyah, but there probably is an answer. Indeed, presumably that's the way to read our Gemara. Ravashi comes along and says that we have a phrase, Migarncha. It says, Basbacha Migarncha. Below Garn Atzmo. That you're not using the Garn itself or the Yekev itself, you're using Mi garncha, from the goren, from the yekev, meaning the leftovers. So the core drasha of ba'as b'cha mi garncha mi kvecha still remains, except Reb Zeir was not aware of that diuk from the mem, which Rav Ashi then gave in order to solidify the drasha. It's interesting that in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, where Rav Zeira, in a certain sense, gives up on the drush of Osif meaning Katsir. So the Gemara actually has a different drush. So there, Rav Zeira sounds like it actually did reject the drusha totally because the Gemara had to seek out a different one. Apparently, didn't have an answer. But here, Tosis maintained that Rav Zeira intuitively felt the drush is correct. He just didn't know how to answer. And indeed, we have an answer. We have Rav Ashi's answer. According to some, the end of the Gemara, we have another answer. We have Rav Chista's answer, because Rav Chista derives from a pasuk in Ezra that he tells them to bring from the various branches to be utilized for the schach. So some of the Farshim explain, if you get who says this, maybe it's Torah Chaner, that's not an independent source, because it's pasuk in Ezra. We don't learn Torah law from Nevi'im or Ksuvim. Divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan. So it could be that Rav Chista is also going along those lines, that by that pasuk in Ezra, we are merely verifying the drasha of Solas Goron Ve'Yekev, that it doesn't mean actual crap produce, or the wheat, or the congealed wine, but rather it means branches, which is what we have in Ezra. But either way, the drasha of Solas Goron Ve'Yekev, and indeed throughout Sukkah, the Gemara takes that for granted, that according to Rashi, the whole term psala yoytzim in a sukkah, which is utilized by the Gemara in sukkah quite often, comes from this drasha of Soros Goron Ve'Yekev, which in the end is a valid drasha, just has to be patched up a bit, either with Rav Ashi or possibly Rav Chista. So no surprise that Rav Zeira holds of that drasha in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. In the new Mishnah, the Gemara points out that you cannot take bundles of sticks. Among them, one kind of stick is radin, some kind of animal food. So if you bundle it up and put it on the sukkah for schach, it's invalid. So Taisus has an important point. Mefarash Bishalmi, the Ein Chavila Pchusa Me'esim V'Chamisha Konim. Then in order for something to be called a bundle, such that it's going to disqualify the schach, the Gemara is going to explain in the continuation that it's only disqualified the Rabbanan. So it has to be at least 25 reeds, or 25 branches. Less than that is not called a Chavila. And therefore, again, as the Gemara is going to explain, there's not going to be any reason for a Gzeira. The Rabbanan, if it's such a thin amount, that's less than 25, is not even called a bundle. It's interesting that on Dav Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, there's a Rashi there that implies that he understands the Gemara to mean that a Chavila is even a minimum of three is also a problem. Apparently Tosfos, based on the Rishalmi, will have to learn that Gemara somewhat differently.